Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're in the author's studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Eileen Wacker. She has written another book in the Fujimini Adventure Series, and this one is called Black Tortoise and the Dynasty Dragon. Hello, Eileen.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Yet another in a very successful series, correct?
Actually, yes, we're just getting started. We actually are based in Hawaii, so we launched in October in Hawaii, and we got picked up by Costco and Barnes & Noble, and we are going to be the end cap for Target next week. So very, very lucky, and we're going to launch in the mainland in the fall.
You are set. You don't have to write anymore.
We're trying to leverage the Hawaii success, but if we get those accounts on the mainland, then we're going to go all digital in terms of our efforts, because on the print side, we'll be in pretty good shape.
All right, before we talk about the business of writing books, let's talk about the book itself, Black Tortoise and the Dynasty Dragon. What's this one about?
Well, in Asian culture, it is the year of the dragon this year. So we decided to write a book about a shape-shifting dragon, because in Chinese folklore, every spring, the dragons turn into a cloud and they rain on the crops. And that's how they're very, very good luck. So we decided to write an adventure story where a dragon was planted on Fujimini Island and has to be rescued. So the rescuers are samurai warriors, and so it's misinterpreted by the island characters as that they're going to kidnap him. So they try to save him when, in fact, they were going to rescue him. So it's a fun adventure story.
Eileen, how many books so far in the Fujimini Adventure Series?
We have five that are in print and five ebooks, and we're animating them, and we're launching those next month. And the sixth one is almost written. It's called Rainbow Panda and the Firecracker Fiasco.
Is there an end game here, or are you just going to keep writing them as long as people keep reading them?
No, we're going to go to 12. So we storyline them all out, and we developed all the characters, and now we're putting the characters into the storylines.
Well, wonderful. And now let's talk about the business end of the book sales. You have a line of products that go along with the series, don't you?
Yes, we do. We actually, we're trying to be multimedia, because that's the way we think that kids are learning today. So, and it, as we do the print books, simultaneously we're doing the ebooks and also the animated books for different readers, and we also have a game app that we've developed, which will come out next month. So we're trying to have a total experience for children as readers, but that's educational at the core.
So do the children buy all of these platforms, or do you usually find that somebody buys one, maybe two, but not all of them? How does that work?
Well, in my opinion, I mean, a lot of people say with all the new e-readers and the tablets, they say it's the demise of the print book. But I don't see it that way. How I see it is that any way that we can get a child to read, so if they're still going to read the print books, which I believe that they will do, but in addition to that, they're using their electronic device to read more, I think that's awesome. So what I think is parents are going to like to download educational products rather than the straight gaming. And so I think that they'll read them on multiple platforms.
And now, you are not just the author of the Fujimini Adventure Series. You do other things as well, don't you?
I do a couple of things. In starting to develop this series, I started to write articles on sort of parenting and also on Asian diversity, and they got picked up by the Huffington Post and Fox News, and so I'm now a columnist for New York Resident, and I submit every month an article on sort of modern approaches to parenting.
And have all of these other jobs that you do, have they emanated from the Fujimini Adventure Series? Are they things you've learned while writing and selling the books?
Yeah, a lot of it came from, in terms of doing the book series, I wanted it to be very authentic, so I did a lot of research. And in my research, with all the focus groups that I did, I just came across some awesome information from the parent groups that I was talking to or from the kids, and I just wanted to have a platform to share it because there are some of the funniest stories I've ever heard. Or, like, one thing I wrote was on electronic devices, and when I was doing a poll for that, is it rude for kids to be on their cell phone and what are their norms? I came across this data point that they don't like voicemails, and they consider if you have a teenager or you have a young child and you're calling them on the cell phone and you leave them a voicemail, they are not going to listen to it. And in fact, it's annoying to them that you actually left them the voicemail. Just text them. So a lot of information like that I put out in articles because I think it's amusing, but also that people have to stay clicked in.
She is the very versatile Eileen Wacker, and the latest in the series, the Fuji Mini Adventure Series, is Black Tortoise and the Dynasty Dragon. Eileen, thank you very much, and continued success with the series.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.